This is the Front and Center Podcast on ESPNFrontRow.com.
Hello, my name is Artie Dwornik. I'm here on behalf of ESPN Front Row, speaking with Matt Volk, Director of Programming and Acquisitions, about a brand new boxing agreement for ESPN with Golden Boy Promotions. Hey, Matt, how are you doing?
Great, yourself?
Good, good. Tell us a little bit about your role at ESPN.
Sure. So I've been with ESPN for the last 14 years, 13 of which have been spent in programming. And what I do now is I oversee the content and acquisitions for our professional football, professional hockey, and combat sports categories, as well as a bunch of other sports as well. So that job entails seeing what our needs are from a content perspective across my sports categories, and then going out there and trying to acquire that content and managing those relationships with those entities, as well as populating or working with constituencies across the company to make sure that we're kind of getting as much content that we can use out of every agreement that we have.
So obviously, since you're in charge of combat sports, that would take us to the new Golden Boy Promotions deal. So tell us about the new agreement, how did it come about, when does it start, how many fights, kind of like what are the terms of the deal?
Sure. The deal came about really about this time last year. I mean, the negotiation here with Golden Boy, or the conversation with Golden Boy, was about 9 months of discussion with them as we kind of locked in on what in their portfolio we were really interested in. And the way this arrangement works out is it's a multi-year deal. In the first year, which is this year, there'll be 18 fight nights of Golden Boy Boxing on ESPN. And in that first year of those 18, all 18 of them will air on ESPN Deportes in Spanish, and then 12 of those 18 will air on ESPN2. And then those remaining six that are not on ESPN2 will be on ESPN3. In addition to that, undercards for all of this television coverage will be available on ESPN3 in English and Spanish as well. So we're pretty excited about that. And then year two, the amount of cards moves up to 24 from 18. And then all 24 of those will be on Deportes. And then, again, similarly, 12 will be on ESPN2 and 12 on ESPN3 in English each year. Our first fight is actually on March 23rd, so it's right around the bend, and we're looking forward to it.
Great. Speaking of first matchups, I know that you probably can't talk about matchups further down the roads or dates, but is there any particular fight date you're looking forward to, or is it just too early to tell right now?
No, actually there is. I mean, we're very excited for May 5th. We think that's going to be a big night. We're not... we don't have the ability right now to announce who will be on those cards, but we're doing a three-hour television event, and one of the key parts of this is that's the day before the Canelo-Chavez fight in Vegas. So we will also be in Vegas the day before, and it'll be a cool structure where Golden Boy is doing kind of a single gate entry for the weigh-in for that fight, and then it'll be sharing the venue with the ring for our fight, so fans will be able to essentially go between the undercard coverage of our fight and the weigh-in, and then when the weigh-in's over will be when the main event starts in that same venue. So I think that's going to be a pretty exciting opportunity where Golden Boy will be using a lot of their up-and-coming boxers on that night on our air with three cards that we think will be very compelling in a time of year that's going to be a lot of buzz in the boxing industry and especially in Vegas. So we'll have some good cards on the night before the big Canelo-Chavez fight, so I think it'll be a great environment for us.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Speaking of which, who else is working on this with the Golden Boy team? Specifically, I'm asking about the ESPN commentator team. Who will it be, and tell me a bit about them.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing we're excited about. I mean, there'll be no, every fan, when they turn on the telecast, will know the talent we're using on the English language side, as well as the Spanish language side too. But on the English language side, it'll be Bernardo Osuna, Bernard Hopkins, and Teddy Atlas. So, some very passionate boxing fans with a lot of knowledge in the sport, and something that fans already identify with, all of that talent in the boxing space. it'll be nice, too, to have Bernard and Teddy working again together, providing analysis on the fight, too. So should be an exciting telecast right out of the gate, and that'll be our main crew. There might be, you know, some augmentation where maybe Bernard's doing one fight and Teddy's not, or Teddy's doing one fight and Bernard's not. But, you know, right now, those three members are kind of the consistent talent on the English language side for the year.
Okay, great. And finally, to wrap up briefly, what is your personal favorite boxing moment?
Sure, my personal favorite boxing moment? You know, I was backpacking across Europe in college and with four of my buddies, and one person or every person in the group got to pick one thing they wanted to do in Europe, and we'd make sure that we were in that place while we backpacked across, and it was 16 cities in 32 days. And one of my friends was a huge boxing fan, and he really wanted to see the Tyson Lewis fight. So I remember kind of going to this bar in Prague at kind of absurdly late time because the fight was happening in Memphis to catch the fight live. And not only was it a classic, you know, boxing match, but also kind of anytime you get to experience a world-class sporting event in a foreign country, to see kind of the differences in fan bases and how they react to stuff is always a great experience. And that was just like that. It was really cool to take in what was a great boxing event, but then also do it in a unique setting and in a unique place.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Matt Volk. And we look forward to the first match, March 23rd, live out of Indio, California. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.